I have to say, you truly are the faithful, and tonight's Tuesday evening lecture is sure to reward you for that. Sadly, but inevitably, our fall 2013 Tuesday evenings at the Modern is coming to a close. We are, however, going out with a bang, quite literally, tonight. Artist Gustavo Artigas has graciously agreed to include tonight's audience in the next phase of Vote for Demolition Fort Worth, which is, of course, prominently featured in the Modern's current exhibition, Mexico Inside Out, Themes in Art Since 1990, which is curated by our own Andrea Carnes with a great deal of assistance from our own Allison Hurst. Gustavo lives and works in Mexico City. Since 2007, he has been a member of SINCA, which translates as Systems of Art Creators, which has since 1993 advanced creative activities as an essential part of national identity, acknowledging notable artists and scientists who have rendered outstanding services by their work to the creative identity of Mexico. In addition to such national recognition, Gustavo has traveled the world presenting projects and pieces that engage in social and institutional critique, often addressing themes such as social tension and behavior, exploring how abstract notions like borders and social contracts affect reality, developing throughout his career an international reputation with an impressive exhibition record, which includes the 2007 Lisbon Architecture Triennial, the 49th Venice Biennale, and Insight 2000. Such success and the nature of Gustavo's work, which lends itself to print, has resulted in monographs, catalogs, and books, such as the beautiful and compelling collection of publications spanning 12 years of projects titled Gustavo Artigas 2000 to 2012, which can be found here in the Modern's store. In 2002, Bomb Magazine article succinctly explains, a significant part of the power of Artigas' projects lies in their emphasis on process rather than finished product. His projects are the result of a studied interaction with a specific location and its local residents, whether in Mexico City, Cuba, or Johannesburg. We're firmly gripped by the delicate balance Artigas maintains between heavily codified performances whose underlying explosive chaos is barely contained and the sheer beauty of the vestiges of these live events. Something we are fortunate to be privy to tonight. So if you would, please join me in welcoming Gustavo Artigas as he presents Constructing Backwards.
Hi, thanks for being here. After this lovely presentation, there's not much to say. I would like to thank the whole museum staff. They have been wonderful. They have been incredible for all the artists in the show, and especially with me. Thanks. Thanks for everything. Well, I think most of our works, they're always statements. So I think the best way to present myself is to show you one piece that I consider one of the most clear statements around what I think art and artist should be. What I will show you is it was advertised as a lecture. So this was a show made in Madrid in 2001. And it was a show about Latin American artists. So since the beginning, I was a little bit afraid of that kind of shows. Let's say that on time I understood what was the point of some of these divisions that you can make when you have a show or a group show instead of showing just one artist and one intention. But let's say that I started a really complex dialogue with the curator, Jose Jimenez, and I told him that I would like to address that kind of problems inside my work, inside the show. So we can say that that show was, what he was intending was to give the Latin American artists a space that he thought that we didn't have. At that moment, I was starting my career, and of course, I didn't have that space. But in the same show, we have like really big figures like Cildo Meireles, for example, from Brazil, and some other artists, like huge, huge stars from the contemporary art. So I told him, I mean, this is not working because of that. I mean, so let's play a little bit, and what I will do is to talk about exactly that, like the identity of the artist and what is more important than the if the image of the artist, the presence of the artist, or the idea. So as I told you, everything was advertised as a lecture. At that time, I was completely unknown in the contemporary art world, so I took advantage of that. The piece is called Duplex, and is like this. I will explain you a little bit more after.
Gracias. tengamos pues posturas que entran dentro del espectro de la religión. Esto es, la racionalidad libre como resultado de la religión satánica. Grupos conservadores espíritus creen seriamente en la existencia de espíritus malignos o satánicos. Estos tienen la capacidad de poseer a uno o varios individuos. Siendo esta la explicación del fenómeno de la personalidad múltiple, existe la posibilidad que un cuerpo sea poseído por varios espíritus. Res W. Resenberg, psicólogo clínico y recalcitrante, cristiano y especializado en el fenómeno de la personalidad múltiple, enlista 96 experiencias, manifestaciones o actos de ocultismo que pueden ser causa de este desorden. Algunos de estos son: ser incapaz de leer la Biblia o jugar a la Ouija, tirarse el I Ching, practicar el Feng Shui, la psicología, la dianética o la santería, grupos de autoayuda, terapias de vida. Por medio de estos métodos de agrupación, los demonios tienen la posibilidad de poseer millones de individuos. Para aquellos que no lo sepan, mi nombre es Gustavo. Quisiera ponerles una cuarta y última posición sobre la personalidad múltiple. Llama la personalidad múltiple como fenómeno natural. Desde esta posición se apoya un grupo llamado Múltiples Enriquecidos. Este grupo considera el fenómeno como un hecho natural y más como un dolor que como un posible defecto. En algunos de sus desplegados incluso afirma: no hay cura para el que es múltiple. Este es un estado del ser tan natural como ser suyo. Son personas en un grupo de identidades, ni astres, ni fragmentos o paradas. No nos avergonzamos de quiénes somos, porque somos múltiples y orgullosos. Antes de dar por terminada esta charla, quiero subrayar que estoy, o tal vez debería decir estamos, muy agradecidos con el comisario por permitirnos este espacio para la reflexión sobre el trabajo artístico. Muchas gracias a todos.
Yeah, well, it was a long-term process to make this. But yeah, basically, as I told you, everything started with this discussion with the curator and a way to sneak into the show in a way that it will be always around the idea of being an artist, the idea of what to do. So it was a way of not presenting myself directly and even trying not to work directly, but at the end I have to work like thousands more than I expected. I was working with an advertising agency and I got through this really, really strange and funny process because they started sending me images of people that they told me that they looked like me, and I didn't get any like sense of what they're sending me. So at the beginning they sent me like 15 proposals and I took them all. Since I didn't have like the possibility of knowing like which of these guys was the most resembled to me, I took everybody and we made the piece. And we made a casting on who read better and yeah. I mean, and it works in many levels. I mean, as I told you, every work of art is in a statement, but for me this one is very special because it's about freedom and about the possibility of my will in someone else. As an anecdote, I will have to tell you that I wasn't present there when the piece happened. I arrived like 2 hours later, and when I arrived, I tried to present myself as the real Gustavo Artigas, and no one believed me. So... so I think it worked well, yeah. Let me see. Now I will show you another project that it goes in a kind of different line, but I think we as an artist, we have only one or two obsessions, but they're always displaying and playing in mirrors and trying to be something else, but there's always like some lines that are really clear. So now I will show you a project that is called Emergency Exit, Salida de Emergencia. For this, I received a call while I was in my house from a museum in Mexico City. The director there, she had a spot in the program, and she told me, you have to do something, like something really fast. We only have 3 months, but we have all the budget that you want. Would you have all the museum to do whatever you want? And, well, I know that you like to have like these long-term processes, but you have to take this chance. And I took it. So I told her, okay, I will try to make the fastest piece in the museum ever. And it looks like I got it because, I mean, the whole thing from, let's say, the beginning of the action to the end is only 6 seconds long. For that, we were working like really, really hard, and we have all the museum people working for this. And it was a way of having an emergency exit in many levels. I mean, one was this urgency of the institution of having something really fast with an artist, and for me it was a way of trying to make a hole in the museum as well, like trying to make an emergency exit, like a pass through in the museum. So this happened in Mexico City in a museum that is called Museo Carrillo Gil. That is a young museum. Somehow it's always showing mostly projects from young artists. And it's constructed with ramps, so I took advantage of that architectonical situation. And what I did there is to invite people to an extreme sports event. So for that, I was working with a stunt double from movies, and I told him, well, I want you to take a motorcycle to go up in the first ramp of the museum, enter the museum for a fraction of seconds, then crash one of the walls and go out to the parking lot. And contrary to other projects, everybody knew that this was the piece. I mean, there was nothing like the lecture that you didn't know that Gustavo was not giving, but someone else. This project was about like seeing if this could happen or not. So for the speed of the whole project, I got the suggestion of getting some film cameras, like high-speed cameras. Luckily, we got the cameras to make the documentation. So it's partly video and partly 35mm film. And it's a video without sound. And it looked like this.